Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When I heard about the FBI's recent visit to Mar-a-Lago, I had a chilling thought. If this can happen to a former president of the United States, it can happen to me. You see, I too walked off with a trove of stuff from a former employer. Nobody gave me permission, but then nobody stopped me either. Hadn't realized it until now, but I've been a pack rat all my life, just like Donald Trump. His clubs and residences are apparently full of papers, memorabilia, merchandise, even the remains of a deceased ex-wife. True, he tears up some incriminating documents, or flushes them down the toilet, or swallows them, but everything else he keeps. Me too. Like Trump, I store my treasures at home, in the basement. I visit them now and then, but mostly to make additions rather than subtractions. Gonna need a bigger basement soon. My treasures include not just important stuff like birth certificates, marriage licenses, and real estate deeds, but also expired passports, grade school report cards, newspaper clippings that don't mention me, articles I wrote for my now defunct employer, owner's manuals for cars I no longer own. Also, receipts, pay stubs, and canceled checks for nearly every penny I've handled as an adult. I don't think my stash includes any national secrets, but I do worry about other incriminating evidence. Letters from old girlfriends, office supplies I may have brought home, by mistake of course, tax returns and expense reports that could contain exaggerations. The FBI was reportedly tipped off about Trump's hoard by a disgruntled insider. I think my wife is about to drop a dime on me. She's never had much gruntle for my archives. Instead of calling the feds, though, she'll rat me out to the fire department. All that highly combustible paper, I'm definitely a security risk. It shouldn't end like this. I'm sitting on a priceless trove of detail about how life was lived in late 20th century America. My life, anyway. Historians would salivate over data like this. I'm thinking maybe the National Archives, the Smithsonian, the Library of Congress. And when the appraisers arrive, I'll do what my fellow collector, Donald Trump, does whenever he gives something to charity. Claim a huge tax deduction. Hoarding has its rewards. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.